Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment's brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound messaging management tool for eBay sellers. Call us toll-free at 888-RADIO-30, which is also known as 888-723-4630.
Hi, Griff. I don't know if you can answer this one over the air.
Uh-oh.
But let's give it a try. First of all, if you can't get through to us on the phone, or if for some reason you can't speak on the phone today, 888-RADIO-30, you can send us an email through the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay Radio player. Don from Los Angeles, California, known as treasure-finder-online-ca. Hi, Griffin Lee. I have a situation I would like your advice on.
Yes.
I sold an iPhone on August 31st.
Yes.
And my policy was 14-day returns.
Whoa.
Okay.
So, say it again.
Okay. I sold an iPhone on August 31st.
Oh, an iPhone. Okay. I missed that part. Yeah.
And my policy was 14-day returns.
Right.
A few days ago, the buyer said he could not get it activated.
And he sold it on August 31st?
Right.
All right.
I double-checked, and the phone is clean with both Apple and AT&T. The buyer still wants to return it. The problem is that because new iPhones were released, the phone has been devalued. And I will lose over $100. Am I able to ask for a restocking fee? If I don't accept the return, he could leave negative feedback. Any advice appreciated?
August, when was it?
August 31st.
August 31st. Oh, yeah, I guess he could.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Policy was 14-day returns.
All right.
A few days ago, the buyer said, do you mean to tell me that the buyer has had that phone since the beginning of September?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden says he couldn't get it activated? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right either. I don't know. So I would tend to...
I know what you would do. You would take it back.
So it's way outside of not only his return window, it's now outside of He can't open a case for SNAD on this one, because if it was August 31st, then it's been 45 days. Goes, what's today?
Today's the 23rd of October.
Right, so it's over that. You can't charge a restocking fee unless that was part of the policy for the that you stated. But the return option isn't even going to be available for this either. So you'd have to do this all outside of the eBay return flow, and you'd have to actually. You'd have to do it through PayPal.
Tough one.
Yeah, and I think he could leave a negative feedback. So that I don't know. It depends on what you want to do. Do you want to take the phone back? Well, no, you don't. But I mean, do you want to make the customer happy? I suppose. I don't know. I'm on the fence because it's such a long time. And I'd be curious to know why he can't. He can't get it activated. If it's unlocked, he should be able to get it activated.
And why didn't he know till now?
I'd also ask the seller, when you sold the phone, did you include the serial number for the phone? Or it's not the serial number, I think it's called the EIN number, I'm not sure. Did you include that identifying number and hopefully a picture of it? Here's the thing that I'm thinking. So if you were, now, and I normally don't think like this, I have to be honest, but because I have to be fair, this thought does go through my mind at this point. The reason why someone could hypothetically wait this long is because if you agree to take this back and you get a phone back that wasn't the phone you sent, you're out of luck. Because it's past the window of time for either a case or a return. You'd have to file a mail fraud case, and eBay's not going to do anything past 45 days, so I don't know. How much did he sell it for? It's a couple hundred bucks at least.
At least.
Yeah, because it's an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Good question. What would you do? Let's just turn it around. So what would you do? Call us at 888-723-4630 and tell us what you would do.
No, I'm
leaning towards not taking it back. If you're doing a big business, returns are returns and somebody might abuse it, I guess. I don't know.
Come on, let's help Don out.
I would never ever list an electronic device on eBay without including a photo of the identifying number and the and in the description having that identifying number with no other caveat, just saying here is the serial number or whatever they call it with the phone. Not in parenthetics saying, just in case you're thinking of ripping me off. No, that's not the subtext that I would ever send. But it's 45 days after the fact. And I'd suffer the... If I don't care about negative feedback. I'm leaning towards not taking it back, saying, I'm sorry, it's way past our return window. I sent a phone that was unlocked. You should have no problem getting this phone activated. I'm sorry, there's no... I can't return it. I can't accept a return.
If you agree with Griff, that's great. If you don't, that's great too.
I think I'm going to go with this one under his circumstances. I'm going to go with that. It's so unlike me, though, I have to tell you.
With not returning it. It is unlike
me. I mean, it's unlike me for normal, but I don't sell electronic devices. I sell shirts. I don't think anyone's going to, pull a bait and switch with a shirt. They might. Who knows?
And
who knows what goes through people's minds?
And bait and switch is an important issue here, but there's another issue, too. This poor seller's going to lose over $100.
Well, that's a risk of doing business.
I guess.
So that's just... That is unfortunate, but what if this was a legit return request and the phone was devalued within less than 45 days or less than 30 days because of the release of the latest iPhone. I mean, that's just a reality of doing business. It may be unavoidable. So that wouldn't be concerning me so much as in assessing the risk. What is my risk in saying, no, I'm not taking the return back because I didn't indicate an identifying
number?
Well,
then they'll give her a negative.
Yeah, so I would just say.
And what would eBay say to that negative?
I don't know. It depends. I mean...
She said 14 days.
Yeah. I don't know. I be honest with you. It wouldn't bother me because that's just one defect. It wouldn't bother me.
So if you just tuned in, she said, he said, I have a situation I would like your advice on. I sold an iPhone on August 31st, and my policy was 14-day returns. Now, by the way, today, if you're listening to us in the archives, this was October 23rd, 2014 is today's date. A few days ago, the buyer said he could not get it activated. I double-checked. The phone is clean with both Apple and AT&T. The buyer still wants to return it. The problem I have is that because new iPhones were released, the phone has been devalued. I'll lose over $100.
Yeah.
Am I able to ask for a restocking fee? We already know you can't because you didn't mention it in your listing. If I don't accept the return, he could leave negative feedback.
Could.
Could.
Yep. Could.
It's positive.
Yep.
Possible, rather.
Possible. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Don, I'm sorry. I mean...
Let's go. I mean, I wonder what they're saying about this over in the eBay radio discussion forum.
I don't know. We have to go look.
Let's go take a peek.
Okay, take a peek.
Reading through it, I don't see anything yet. Nothing there.
By the way, it's very easy to get to the eBay radio chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big orange listen live button, then click group chat on the eBay radio player. That'll take you through community sign in direct to the eBay radio group page. You scroll down below the listen live and archives on demand buttons, and the chat board is the top discussion post. It has the words today exclamation point chat board and today's date right in the title. That's where Griff is going right now.
Absolutely right.
Anything on the chat board about it?
No. Somebody asked. I thought, let's see, it says here. Okay, it says he says, I thought SNAD was up to 60 days, not 45. So if you received an item that's incomplete, wrong, or damaged, or otherwise not as described, contact the seller. You can also open a case by going to the purchase history of my eBay. If something is wrong with you, you need to tell the seller in one of these ways within 30 days of your actual or latest estimated delivery date. So, no, it's 30 days from the delivery date, I believe, before you can do that.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody has any ideas. 888-RADIO-30. I was just looking on the chat board. Woohoo Depot.
Yeah.
Wrote, hi, chat buddies. Finished moving my photo booth from guest room to the side room of my garage. List more, sell more. What a concept. My phone has been cha-chinging again. Woohoo. It's funny because I just moved mine into a guest room.
You did?
Oh, yeah. We just moved the photo booth.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a whole photo place now. We took the bed out, had it hauled away. I have no more guest room. Griff, now if you come to stay at my place, you have to sleep on a blow-up mattress.
Where's the latest, where's the nearest hotel?
Oh, I have many of them. In fact, even my family stays at hotels when they come to visit.
Oh, okay.
Many.
Yeah, so I'm reading this, and it says he may be off the hook for the negative feedback, I think, as well. I'm not sure, but it says here, if you open a return request for an item that didn't match the listing description, well, wait a minute, if you received an item that doesn't match the listing, you can open a return request no later than 30 days after the actual or estimated delivery date. So I think he may, you can't open a case in this case, so.
Okay, and we have a couple of comments on the board, and we've got a caller.
All right, that's what we like to see. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Call us at 723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Follow your bliss and call us now at 888-RADIO-30. How Joseph Campbell of you, E. Betsy. Follow your bliss. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. So there's some comments on the chat board. One person, the shopping mom, says, just have the buyer take it to a chosen dealer, and then the seller calls the dealer and makes sure that the phone works. If the phone works, help the buyer with pictures and description to sell the phone if they don't want it, I suppose. And if the phone doesn't work, then issue a refund. I say if the phone works, yeah, just say it's your phone. It works. You've got it activated. And if the phone doesn't work, then issue the refund. Okay. I guess that's one way.
Okay. Let's go to the phone.
Yeah.
Carol in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing? This
Hi,
is Carol. How you
Hi.
Doing?
How you doing?
Doing great, Good. Honey. What's your question or comment?
Regarding the iPhone, that gentleman needs to tune in to his iTunes account to activate it.
Yeah, so we assume he's done that, but if he hasn't, yeah, that would be good advice.
Because the thing is, we've had that problem before, and the guy was from Canada, and my husband guided him through it because he didn't know how to do it,
ah.
So we helped him through it, and I have a feeling this is the problem there.
Yeah, I think you may be. It sounds like it could be. If you don't know to go to your iTunes account to activate the phone first, then no bringing it to a dealer to have it activated or calling the.
It's not going to help.
It's not going
to
help.
Connect to his iTunes account.
Well, that's a bit of good advice. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Have
Carol.
A good day.
Thank you.
Too. Thank you so much. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
So he should, if he hasn't done this, he should contact the buyer and say, if you haven't done this yet, make sure you're activating the phone in your iTunes account. But you know, the instructions, I would think that any carrier would also say that to the buyer as well. Well, maybe not. Who knows?
It's an unusual situation.
Yeah, because you don't have to do that with other phones. You don't have to go to a second account like
because
that.
Because somebody who wanted that iPhone so bad and wanted to be one of the first ones to have that iPhone,
mm-hmm.
got the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
and now if they return it, they could buy it cheaper.
It's also
Right,
it's very right, exactly.
A little bit.
So I found out, I double-checked on this. So a snag case can only be open within 30 days of the latest delivery date for the item. I think they're out of luck on that one, pretty much. But the other one is that feedback can be still, you can still leave feedback up to 60 days from the date of a transaction. So there's still that possibility up until October 31st. I suppose you could stall them if that's worrying you. It wouldn't worry me, but, some people get worried.
Also from the chat board.
Yes.
This is kind of a second party thing.
Yeah.
It's from the fashion board, and a poster asked this question.
Yeah.
This is the Griff question. I opened a case without meaning to once. I don't remember exactly how it came about. That same thing happened to me, Griff. But I think there was an option that sounded like it was going to just tell me what opening a case meant. Mm. But as it turned out, it opened a case. Mm. I apologized to the buyer or seller, I don't remember, and explained that I didn't mean to open a case. I think the language isn't clear. So, Patty, can you ask Griff to look into that? That may be asking a lot. I don't know what Griff does exactly. I've seen a few of his videos, though, so I kind of know who he is. I thought that was cute.
So, we just recently introduced a feature that says, ask the seller a question.
Yeah.
Which is consequence-free. So I don't know what she did that opened a case when she didn't mean to. I don't remember.
Well, I thought I was pressing ask the seller a question.
So, clicking the link to ask a seller a question doesn't do anything.
What happened was it opened a case. Something opened a case.
Right. But if you, so the way the flow worked before, and it, I'll explain it, was if you, anywhere you click on contact the seller, that's not a consequence situation. Once you've clicked on contact the seller, you have to select a reason for contacting the seller. If you selected the reason, my item has not arrived or my item is not as described, that opens a case immediately. So we added a top option, which is I just want to ask the seller a question.
Yeah, that's new.
That's new. And if you right. if you choose that option, that doesn't do anything.
I like that.
Right. And I don't know, it says here, can you ask Griff to look into that? I can't. I mean, I could, but I can't change it. I can't change that. Yeah. So, you know, you have to be, when you're...
And even this person asking the question said, I opened a case without meaning to once. So maybe it happened before you made that change.
And I bet it was a while ago, because she said, I don't remember exactly how it came about. It sounds, you apologize to the buyer or seller. No, you apologize to the seller. A buyer, you wouldn't, but you apologize mm-hmm. to a buyer. But I'm gonna assume this happened a while ago, at least over 2 months ago.
Right. Hey, you know how if you're listening,
why can't Savannah just come and join us? She could ask her question here.
Yeah,
she
come
can
on
give us
over
more
here.
Why is she not? Why is she on your fashion board, but she's not coming over to eBay?
That's
Radio?
What we want to know.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Why
know.
Aren't you promoting us to these other people? We expect it of you.
Yeah. So, and also, Jennifer cleared this up when I didn't know what chosen dealer for the phone. You know, the seller chooses the dealer with Google Maps. Oh, of course, Google Maps. Let me Google that for you. Do you know about that website, by the way?
Well, I know Google Maps.
No, you don't know the website I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
So there's a website. You can get to it by if you search Google for "Let me Google that for you." That's just type those words in, and
okay,
it'll show you the website.
Right now. Yeah. Let me Google
that
for you. Okay, right. I just did.
So you can imagine, I get asked a lot of questions, and some of them are pretty complex, and they need me to follow up on. A lot of them sometimes are just, you know, questions like, you can go to Google and type that in, and you'll get the answer. So if you want to be a little bit snarky with someone who either thinks that you are a vast bottomless pit of information and advice, or if they just continue using you as if you were their personal secretary and you were supposed to go look in a dictionary or the encyclopedia, you just send them this site. Now type something in there and see what happens.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do now?
Oh, this is appropriate. It should come with an instruction sheet. So just type something in there. Type a question.
Type a question. Okay. Yeah. Who is Uncle Griff?
Oh, that was not what I was asking. But and then click a button, either Google search or I'm feeling click Google search.
Okay.
Now watch what happens.
Nothing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. No, that isn't how that's supposed to work.
They gave a... Okay, there's a URL down here. Share the link below.
So if you click preview, watch what it does.
Preview. Okay. Who is Uncle Griff?
It types it in for
it
you.
It types it in. Oh, right. My God.
Right, so you know how to do it.
That
now.
Is too funny.
Yes.
I just got it.
All right.
Oh, that's a little snarky.
It's really snarky. Are
it's
you kidding?
Very snarky.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the epitome of snark.
So you have to understand that there has been some people who they've sent people to this site and they haven't been happy about it. So
I guess not.
What's that so hard? Type your question, click search, and then it says, was that so hard?
Really?
Anywho.
Our number is 888-RADIO-30. Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
888-RADIO-30.
Yeah.
Let me see if we have any more of these contact us's right now. And we do. Son of a gun. All right. This one is from Jeff in Jonesboro, Tennessee, known on eBay as W-I-S-H-O-S-H-A-R-O, Wish Osharo.
Wish Osharo.
Griff,
when
someone has more than one account,
yeah.
Are they trying to avoid store fees? Well, see, that's not what I was trying to avoid last night.
No. They're not. Why would they be trying to avoid store fees?
Really?
No, that's... No.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You either have an eBay store or you don't.
Right.
So somebody, I know of some people that have an eBay account with a store attached, and they take advantage of that pricing. That's perfectly okay. And they may have another ID that does not have a store attached, and they take advantage of the 50 free listings a month. That's perfectly okay. You can do that. Nothing wrong with that.
And why not?
Yeah.
Doesn't eBay like it when you have more than one account?
Well, to be honest, no.
Why?
Well, because, well, there's no benefit for us. Well, it's not a matter of us liking it or disliking it, to be honest.
Okay.
It's just you can do it. We don't recommend it only because it can be a logistics challenge or a managerial nightmare. You know, managing, juggling two accounts may not be easy for some people. Some people, maybe it's easy. Apparently, there's somebody with eight accounts and they're doing just fine. I think of having one account and my mind spins. That's just
well,
me.
I'll let you know how my second one goes. Of course, those things are just good to cancel.
Yeah, and it's
leave
says,
them
you
up
don't have to
my
do
voiceover.
It's not a lot of management,
no,
so that
not.
Shouldn't be hard at all. This segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole palletful of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register. It's free. And you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.